and put it in the stove. Either sometimes she'd fry on top of the stove. Call it egg custard. And it did good because she'd cook it all the time for me. That's why I married. Called egg custard.
That was a pastry or?
That's a piece of pastry, sure was. And it really was good too.
What was it made out of?
Eggs. And she put the eggs in with a little flour, you know, make it up like this.
Yeah.
Make a custard out of it, you know, and put the butter in it and you know, and put it in a skillet. And sometimes she'd have it like flapjacks, you know.
Yeah.
Have them separated.
Have a couple little strips over it.
That's right.
Instead of
like an egg flap, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that is good too. So that is really good. All people in them days, when they cooked that old kind of food cooking, that was better than cooking the food that we cook now. It was more healthy, more pure. Sure was.
That was good.
That's right, because see, we would, all our vegetable stuff, you know, it was made from the nature of the ground. But now, you know, they put this fertilizer, you know, and around the vegetable, it don't taste good. They make these big watermelons, you know, and put fertilizer around them, and they're so big, sometimes they bust, they're so big. But see, they're not pure like they, when you let the ground, you know, make it itself, that's the nature, the earth make it, boy.
Yeah.
It'd be more better. But now people fertilize this stuff, now they fertilize the garden now. Sure do fertilize the snap beans, fertilize the okra.
Yeah.
But it's best when you let the ground, you know, make it by itself without any kind of help.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the ground gets kind of weak, you know, and it, because you take land, it's got three elements, you know, what makes the ground what it is. It got phosphate and lime and nitrate. Well, sometimes, you know, the phosphate gets weak. It won't do its part, you see, and then sometimes the lime gets weak, it won't do its part. That's when they have to use this, you know, this fertilizer. Of course, you're supposed to have your ground tested, you know, every so many years, you know, and see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But if the land got to have lime in it and phosphate and nitrate, if it ain't got them three elements to it, why it don't do well on your farming. So it don't.
That little small kind of red covered vegetable with a root you might grow?
That must be that ain't a beet, is it?
Well, beet, you know, and this has got a white inside on it. Kind of need to chomp down on it. It's got.
And it could be a lettuce, head lettuce.
Yeah, this you might eat these raw, they kind of use them as a relish too.
Oh, I think that's a reddish. It's got a round root like a turnip.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hot too. Call them hot radishes. We have raised that in our garden. But it don't make too big a bottom now.
Mm-hmm.
And but you can eat it, you know, and it tastes good. Some call them horse radishes, and you know, different kind. But it's got a hot taste to it too. It's hot like pepper sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
And we got pepper called bell pepper. That makes a great big part, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we got hot pepper.
Yeah.
That makes a small, long part, about that long. That's real hot.
Kind you grow on a vine, those red vegetables you grow on a vine.
Well, tomatoes got a vine, tomatoes.
Yeah, Mr. You got those little tomatoes, you know, that don't get about any.
Well, we call them,
don't get any bigger than your